All right, welcome back, and welcome to Pathophysiology Pharmacology 2. All right, now, Harmony asked me to go really easy on you today, so I am not going to go over the syllabus. The only thing you need to know from the syllabus is that on week 3, Monday of week 3, you'll have a test. Two tests, actually. Two. One on anatomy and physiology review, and one on antibiotics. The antibiotics review test, or quiz 1, is already online, so you can begin doing it right after class today. On the syllabus, what you'll see is that week one and two are antibiotics. What we're going to try and do is actually finish antibiotics tomorrow, and then we'll be ahead of the game. But if we can't do that, then we will continue it on week 2. All right, antibiotics, drugs that weaken the cell wall. So this first section are all about antibiotics that weaken the cell wall. When we say antibiotics, what we really mean in this case is antibacterials. So the very first group we're going to look at is penicillins. Notice there is an S at the end of them. There is more than one kind of penicillin. Penicillins belong to a larger drug class called beta-lactams. The reason they are called beta-lactam is because they all contain a molecule called beta-lactam. Beta-lactam is the active molecule. It's the thing that actually attacks and destroys, or well, hurts the bacteria. Now, within beta-lactams, we have several different types of drugs. Penicillin, cephalosporins, carbapenems, and aztreonam. Then there are two other drugs. These are not drug classes, just drugs that also interrupt cell wall, and they are vancomycin and teicoplanin. Vancomycin is a very important drug, which we'll talk about in a lot more detail. That's kind of the big picture overall view of the next 45 minutes or so. All right, so before we can talk about drugs that interrupt the bacterial cell wall, we must first talk about the cell wall itself. Now, bacterial cytoplasm is hypertonic. What does that mean? Okay, so it is more concentrated than the fluid around the cell. Now, knowing what you know about fluid dynamics, if we have a cell that is hypertonic, what is that cell going to want to do? It's going to want to absorb water. And as more and more water comes in, what's going to happen to that cell? It is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it pops like a balloon that's been overinflated. So the purpose of the cell wall is to prevent that from happening. The cell wall is strong, whereas the cell membrane is flexible. It's the difference between a rubber balloon and a Mylar balloon. How many of you have ever had a Mylar balloon? Does it stretch? No, it gets bigger and then it stops, right? Okay, that's the idea. So what's the purpose of the cell wall? Keeps it from expanding and bursting. Now, the basic structure of the cell wall is peptidoglycan polymer chains. Now, I know that's a big word, so let's break it down. Peptid, or peptide. Peptide is the bond that connects to, say it again. Peptide bond connects to amino acids. So this is made up of amino acids that are joined together. The glycan part, gly means sugar. So protein sugars, what's the word polymer mean? You got a whole bunch of the exact same molecules strung together. So how many of you like Christmas? Do you love Christmas? I love Christmas too. Now, what do you see at Christmas time? People put up Christmas lights. And what are Christmas lights? Strings of lights. So you have a light, a light, a light, a light, a light. Are the lights different? Well, if you're like my wife, they're all white. I'm like, that looks like Macy's. It doesn't look like a real Christmas tree. But that's what she likes. So all of those lights are exactly the same. That strand of lights would be called a a polymer chain. So a polymer chain is nothing more than a bunch of the exact same molecules connected together. How many of you have ever built a house? Okay, two of you, good. What happens if we have a row of bricks like this, and then we have another row of bricks on top of it, and then we have another row on top of that, but we don't connect them together with anything. No mortar. So you can just take your foot and go, and it'll fall off, right? So what we really want to do is we want to put something in between these layers to make them strong. And what's that something strong called in brick? Mortar. Now, in terms of your polymer chains that hold together, make up your cell wall, the cell wall is made up by a strand of bricks. But if you just put them next to each other, they're not strong, are they? You need something to weave them together. Oh, how many have ever done weaving? Come on, I did weaving, and I'm a boy. All right. When you were in like what, first or third grade, did you have this little square device, and you put these little, you made a pot holder, and you like you stretch them across, and then you have to go under, over, under, over, under, over. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You've woven. All right. So you have to have the ones that go across and the ones that go up and down to have strength, right? So in terms of the cell wall, cross bridges are what gives it strength. It what holds it together. Now, how many of you have ever seen, how many of you have ever owned a snake? Or other lizard or reptile? All right. What does it do when it gets bigger? As it starts to grow, it gets to a certain point and it can't grow any bigger, so it sheds its skin, right? Now, why does it do that? Because its skin can only stretch so much. And then it has to grow a new one that can grow even bigger. Now, as it turns out, the cell wall, the whole purpose of the cell wall is to keep that cell from bursting, from expansion. Now, does that limit growth? Yeah, it can only get so big, right? So how does it grow bigger when it wants to grow bigger? It doesn't actually shed. But what it has to do is it has to break parts of the cell wall, grow bigger, and then restabilize them. So there are enzymes called transpeptidases. Trans meaning across, peptide meaning bond that holds amino acids together. Aces, enzymes. The cell wall has to do, it has to break down those cross bridges, build itself bigger, and then reconnect them. Transpeptidases is what bacteria uses to strengthen the cell wall. Autolysins are the enzymes that it uses to break it down. Now, the way our beta-lactams are going to work is they're going to make autolysins work even more than usual. So what happens is when the cell decides, hey, I want to grow, and it starts to break down the cross bridges, it keeps them from rebuilding them. So in the end, you end up with a weakened cell wall. The weakened cell wall doesn't prevent the bacteria from swelling, so it begins to swell open and pops.
So
it inhibits this from working, makes this work more. Now, there are proteins in the cell membrane of our bacteria that we call penicillin-binding proteins. And for short, we call them PBPs. Now, PBPs inhibit transpeptidases so that it can't make the cell wall strong. And then it also, so it makes autolysins work more. All right, cell wall. Do we want our cell wall to be strong? Yes. All right, so how are we going to make our cell wall strong? Okay, so we are going to use transpeptidases. I'll call them TPDs, transpeptidase. What else do we want to do to make our cell wall strong? Inhibit the autolysins, I'll call them ALSs. These are unofficial abbreviations just because I'm lazy and don't feel like writing that much. Okay, so To make a cell wall strong, we have to increase the transpeptidase and decrease the ALS. Now, for our cell wall to grow, what do we have to do? We have to do the opposite. We have to increase autolysins, and then we have to decrease transpeptidases. Now, do we want this process, does the cell want this process to be permanent?
No.
No, just for a short time so it can grow, and then it wants to go back to being strong again, right? Now, you as a human who doesn't want this little critter growing inside you, what do you want to have happen? You want it to be in this growth phase forever so it never becomes strong again, right? Because then it'll have a weak cell wall, and it will be easy to break down. What you want is you want the cell wall to be in a permanent growth cycle. So how are we going to make it turn into a permanent growth cycle? We are going to activate what receptor? No. That's the activator. What do we need to activate? Say it again. The penicillin binding proteins. Now, your bacterial cell probably doesn't call them PBPs. It probably calls them growth receptors. But we, when we take advantage of the bacteria, we're going to call them PBPs. Why do we call them PBPs? Because penicillins will bind to them. So when we bind penicillin or another beta-lactam to this PBP, what happens? We kick the cell into a growth cycle, so we're going to break down or inhibit TBP, and we are going to enhance autolysins. Does that make sense? So we're going to use the cell's growth mechanism against itself. Now, how many of you have ever taken martial arts? Only one? Two? All right. Ever hear of judo? What does judo mean? It means the gentle way. You use the opponent's force against him. That's what we're going to do here. We're doing chemical judo. All right. Does that make more sense? Are you completely gone now? Faces are just like... Yes, the cells will eventually explode. And that's how we kill it. So what we're doing is we're weakening the cell wall by making it kick into a permanent growth phase. Okay. All right. Did any of you, when you were growing up, did you ever have like a kid in your school who was like three times as tall as everyone else? Yeah, because like he had too much growth hormone and was like, what will happen with those kids is their bones will grow so fast that it rips the muscles off their bones. So sometimes they have to bind their bones together and like make them shorter. That's kind of what we're doing. We're making it grow so fast it's going to rip apart. Okay. Whew. All right. Now, in order to work, our penicillin has to first get through the cell wall. What's on the outside of the cell? The cell wall. What's on the inside of the cell wall? The cell membrane. So where do these penicillin binding proteins live? In the membrane. So in order for penicillin to work, first it has to get through the outer defenses called the cell wall. Once it's done that, then it has to bind to the cell membrane. So there's three ways that our penicillin cannot work. Well, actually, there's four ways. You ready for them?
No.
Or should we talk about them later? You want to talk about them now or later?
Now.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very democratic. We'll do it now. All right. So the very first way that we can prevent penicillins from working is by making our cell wall hard to penetrate. When I say we, I mean we the bacteria. We, the staff of the caucus of the world, unite against you puny humans and your silly penicillin drugs. The first way is we can make our cell wall strong. The second way is we can change our penicillin-binding proteins so that penicillin can no longer bind to them. We make our penicillin-binding proteins really slippery. All right. How else do you think we can get resistance to penicillin? Well, what's really big in the world right now? Poland has just authorized the United States to place something in its borders, and Russia is not quite happy about that. No one knows any current events? Say it again? It's defensive missiles. So the whole idea is if Russia or someone else launches nuclear missiles, then these missiles in Poland could shoot it down out of the sky. Now, do you think that our little bacteria can produce defensive missiles of its own? What would that be called? Okay, well, that would be missiles of its own to kill the person cells. But do you think it could produce its own anti-penicillin missiles? Yeah. What would those be called? What's an enzyme that destroys something called? Okay. Well, what's the enzyme that breaks down starch called? Amylase. Say it again? Penicillinase. So, we can produce penicillinase. Now, what's the active molecule on the penicillin called? Beta-lactam. So more generally, we could call it beta-lactamase. So penicillinase and beta-lactamase are essentially the same thing, an enzyme that breaks down penicillin or beta-lactam. Now, the fourth way that our cell can get immunity is by producing so much transpeptidase that when the penicillin binds, it doesn't listen. All right. The way that penicillin works is by telling transpeptidases to stop working, right? If your cell produces so much extra transpeptidase that when it says work less, there's still so much of it around that it keeps working anyway. That's going to be kind of uncommon for penicillin. The most common resistances for penicillin are going to be stronger cell wall, penicillinase, and practically every staphylococcus bacteria in this United States produces some kind of penicillinase, or change the penicillin binding proteins. And this is the way that MRSA works. Right, Tiffany? Yep. So how does MRSA work? It changes its penicillin binding proteins. Say again? Right. Changes the PVPs so they can't bind. Do you guys have it? Okay. All right. Now, there's two basic ways for our intrepid bacteria to gain this ability. What are the two ways it can do it? Okay. How would it mimic it? No. Bacteria don't have immune systems like we do. All right. How does the bacteria do anything at all? DNA. So, how can a bacteria learn a new trick? By changing its DNA. Now, how does it change DNA? It has... Conjugation. Okay, one is conjugation, sex. even though they're asexual beings, they still conjugate. They exchange. Here, you have some of my DNA, I'll have some of your DNA. So if we have a bacteria, Kim is a bacteria that does not know how to make penicillinase. And Amy is a bacteria that does know how to make penicillinase. If they exchange DNA, now they both know how. So one way is they exchange DNA. What's the other way that it can learn how to do it?
Mutation.
So it can start trying to mutate its own DNA to gain that ability. So it starts being like a mad scientist inside of its own cells. Got it? All right.